Starting the broadcast now.
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you for joining our today's event. Starwind Hyperconverged Platform, Hyper-V's most integrated one. And today's event is brought to you by Starwind Software, and we have Simon Perryman, the VP of Business Development for Five9 Software, presenting the solution today, and me, Max Kalamita, Starwind Virtual Send Product Manager, hosting our today's event. Just before we start, I would go through some logistics today, and we'll be recording this session, and after we finish the event, you'll be able to download or view it on YouTube under this link. And a little more about today's presenters. Simon Perryman, as already mentioned, is VP of Business Development and Marketing at Five9 Software. Previously was Microsoft's evangelist and worldwide technical lead for Hyper-V. And me, Max Kalamitsev, I'm Starwind Virtual Send Product Manager with more than 8 years background at Starwind in QA technical support and pre-sale support.
All right. Well, thank you for the introduction, Max. I'll take it from here. And thank you for all of our attendees for joining this webinar. As Max mentioned, what we're really going to be focusing on this webinar is talking about hyperconverged systems and how they're delivering a lot of new benefits to our customers that are starting to explore moving to a cloud-like or highly virtualized environment. We're going to be taking a look at the new offering from Starwind, the HPC platform, that includes management with Five9, backup with Veeam, and hardware provided by X5. Now, most of the presentation is actually going to be focused on a lot of the management best practices which are used to actually run this HPC system, but these same management best practices can certainly be applied to any of your other systems, even if you currently do not have the HPC product. We're going to wrap things up at the end with a discussion as well. However, throughout the event, we do encourage you to use the question functionality within GoToWebinar and ask any questions that you have as they come up. We'll be answering some of the questions live, and some of them we'll be saving for the end. But we do have a great team of support guys behind us who are going to be able to make sure that all of your questions and concerns do get answered. With that, we're actually going to go and kick off our first poll question. And we want to kind of get some feedback about you get from you guys to understand what the top issues you are having within your data center and within your environment. So if you can switch to the GoToWebinar interface, take a look at the polls, and in one moment, the poll should appear, which will ask you, what's the top issue which you're having with your data center and environment? All right, that poll has just appeared now. So some of the top questions that we hear people, or the big challenges they have, is they need too much hardware. Oftentimes, it's that the cost is too expensive. And other times, there might be just not enough hardware options. You might be looking for a specific vendor or a specific solution that's not available. A lot of people are also looking to scale up. And in many cases, hardware does have some restrictions around the number of nodes or the number of network interfaces you have. Or there could be other issues. So if you could just take a moment, give us your feedback about the biggest challenges that you're currently finding with hardware. All right, now most of the people, this is interesting, about half of you here are saying it's the highest cost, and about a third of you are saying it's your limited capabilities around scaling up. Well, that's really good because this platform, this solution that we're going to be talking about, actually addresses both of those issues. So let's take a look at hyperconverged platforms in general and really understand how we got there. Now, as we kind of think about that evolution of a data center, we really have seen it go through several different phases. In fact, all of you today should have what we call a traditional data center. This really came about with Windows Server 2003. And the key thing here is that you use static hardware. You would go and buy some physical servers, physical networking equipment, physical storage, and it would be relatively static. Things wouldn't change, things wouldn't move. Maybe a couple of times a year you would do some updates or make some changes, but for the most part, it wasn't dynamic. Now, this meant that it was extremely easy to manage. It never changed, but it wasn't flexible. You weren't able to take advantage of being able to isolate different workloads, such as in virtual machines. And that's really what came about as we started to transition to the highly virtualized data center. Now, in the Microsoft world, this really came about with Windows Server 2008, 2008 R2, once Hyper-V was introduced. With virtualization, we now have the ability to have better high availability for workloads, isolation, mobility through live migration, easier deployment through being able to take a virtual machine and clone it, or take a template and deploy off a template. And this essentially gave us the ability to virtualize our hardware. Now, we still have those physical data center components, your Hyper-V host, but most of the applications, disks, and networks that you're now managing are fully virtualized. And this adds the big challenge that they're dynamic, they're constantly changing. And so this adds a lot more management complexity because you don't know where everything is or the current state of it. Now, what this has really led to is what many of our customers are now starting to deploy for the first time today, which is a private cloud. Now, virtualization is a key part of having a private cloud, but there's a lot more to a cloud environment than just being virtualized. Some of the key components here are being able to have pooled resources, so that things are centrally located, centrally managed, and different virtual machines or applications can share the same networks or share the same storage. We also have a lot of automation built into the system, so things can be deployed rapidly without always involving the administrator. Self-service is another key tenet that we see with cloud environments, giving end users the ability to create their own virtual machines or make their own service requests, again, without having to involve the IT staff. And constant monitoring is another key factor, being able to check not just the availability of a system, but also the performance of it, and then being able to keep track of that data for billing and chargeback. Now, many people are really embracing this vision of the cloud and the private cloud, but they're having a lot of trouble with the hardware. And this is where we've really seen the evolution of the hyperconverged systems come into play. And this is what we're certainly encouraging all Hyper-V customers to think about moving forward. And this isn't just Starwind and Five9 saying this. This is even coming from Microsoft. We've spoken to many of the executives there who say hyperconverged systems really are the ways that our customers are finding the most success. Now, moving forward, as you kind of think about what could be next, that really ties into the public cloud, or a combination of private and public, which many people call hybrid. Now, the big difference here, of course, is when you're using the public cloud, you don't really have to worry about the hardware at all. You're essentially renting someone's hardware. Now, what we're really finding is most people are somewhere between this virtualized data center and this public cloud vision. They're really understanding the benefits of the cloud, but for whatever reason, they can't use the public cloud. It could be too expensive. You might not have control of your data. You might not know where the data is being stored. And so for this reason, we're really seeing most of our customers land right here on private cloud with these hyperconverged systems. Now, having a hyperconverged system basically means we're bundling all of the different components together, making sure they're pre-configured and pre-tested. And this differs from what a lot of traditional data centers or highly virtualized data centers are doing, where they're basically trying to build this cloud solution themselves. But they're using disjointed hardware. They're using separate vendors, solutions which haven't been tested together, solutions which are technically unsupported. And since there's so many variables in the stack, so many different components, it makes it really tough to troubleshoot. First, you might not even know which vendor you have to go to because you can't identify the root cause of the problem. And for this reason, many of these mixed hardware cloud solutions are failing when customers are trying to do it themselves. So what exactly is this hyperconverged system that we're talking about and we're encouraging everyone to use? Well, essentially, it's a rack. It's a box that comes with everything pre-installed and pre-configured that you need. So this means that you're going to have at least two virtualization hosts or two Hyper-V hosts. And these are going to get configured as a failover cluster. When it's a failover cluster, this means that the virtual machines that run on them can be made highly available so that they can be restarted, they can be moved between different nodes for both planned as well as unplanned failures. So key thing here, making sure that you have the servers in the box. The next key component is having pooled storage. Now, we mentioned one of the key tenets of having a cloud environment is being able to pool your resources. And essentially what this means is we can take lots of cheap, low-cost disks and group them together so that they appear as one large virtual disk. So in this example, I have about 16 disks here. They might just be 1 terabyte disk, JBOD, cheap storage that I can buy online. But what we're able to do is group them together and present them as a single large disk that might be 16 terabytes large. Now, the reality is, on the technical side, you're going to lose some of the storage space because you're going to have some redundancy built in, some hot spares, some rating. So maybe in this 16 terabyte configuration, you're really only getting 12 terabytes of functional disk. But that's okay. The big advantage to having this pooled centralized storage is I can now carve this up however I want. I can now create a new LUN that's 100 megabytes, or I could even create a LUN that's 4 terabytes that even spans several of these different disks. So that's the big advantage of pooled storage. It's the flexibility. I no longer need to manage things at the per physical disk level. I create this large pool, and I allow my storage management software to handle all of those behind-the-scenes complexities for me. The next component that we want to have in a hyperconverged system is our networking, so that we can communicate within our own system and then externally. Now, when we're thinking about our network communications, we always want to use teaming, meaning that we take a pair of adapters and they're made in kind of a failover configuration. They could be active-passive, they could be active-active, but we want to always make sure that we are eliminating every single point of failure. So we always need two of these connections. And these are going to be two connections between our cluster nodes and our storage. They're going to be two connections between our storage and the rack, two connections between the rack and the rest of the data center. So redundancy everywhere, teaming as much as possible. And then, of course, one of the biggest things, we need to provide centralized management. Go to a single interface that gives us the ability to control all of our different resources in the environment. And this is where Five9 is going to come into play with Five9 Manager as a centralized virtualization resource management and monitoring solution for all of these different resources. But perhaps most importantly, you need to have a single vendor here for sales and for support. And this is the big advantage which Starwind's providing here. If you're interested in the Starwind HPC solution, you don't have to go to multiple vendors. You don't have to build it yourself. You go to Starwind as the single point. They cover everything from the sales to the training and, most importantly, the support. So if there's ever an issue in your environment, you don't have to figure out which vendor it is and work across these multiple organizations. Simply work with Starwind, and they'll help you remedy the solution as quickly as possible. So let's take a look at the Starwind HPC itself. Now, before we actually go into the details of this one, I want to go and ask our second poll question for the audience. And if you could switch back to the interface, we'll open that up. And we want to know about how many Hyper-V hosts do you plan to have in your environment in 6 months' time? So we want you to consider, you know, maybe you're a VMware customer, you're thinking of moving to Hyper-V today. Consider in about 3 to 6 months' time how many Hyper-V hosts you expect to have in your environment, including both your current ones as well as some of the new ones that you might be considering to acquire. Now, we're going to keep the poll open for about 10-15 more seconds here, and it looks like we're mostly split over the SMB. It's looking we're about 40% are in that 0 to 4 host range, and about another 40% are in the 5 to 10 host range. So it seems like most of the attendees here, I would say, are kind of more towards the SMB markets. And that's great because, you know, this is really, this solution here is really designed, really optimized for SMBs. It's kind of an all-in-one solution. Everything's bundled, everything's pre-configured. So you don't need to have these advanced data center management tools like System Center to be successful. All right, let's move on and talk a little bit more about the Starwind HPC. And we're going to give a couple quick introductions to some of the solutions that are put in this bundle together. First of all, I'd like to introduce XBite Technologies. XBite Technologies is actually the largest reseller of Dell equipment in the U.S. What they do is they take a lot of these Dell servers, which have come to their end of life from their initial support contract, make sure they're fully functional, refurbish them, and then resell them at a much lower cost. And I really want to emphasize the point here. You know, these aren't things that are old, servers that are broken. These are still brand or state-of-the-art servers, very fast, very current. And XBite carries not only older product lines, but even current product lines. And as a veteran that's been in the business for 15 years, they now sell all of the different parts, not just the servers, but also storage arrays, network switches, and software. So you have a lot of different options here with XBite. So what XBite is providing is essentially the hardware. They're providing this cluster in a box. They're providing our storage using the Dell servers. They're providing our networking equipment. And essentially, they're our hardware vendor that's giving you the solution at a much lower cost than if you were going to the original equipment manufacturer as well. Next, I want to introduce Five9 Software. This is our organization, which was founded back in 2009. We're headquartered in Chicago, and we have over 50 staff now located in 14 regions worldwide. And that's in part to support our 68,000 plus Hyper-V users. We've only ever built tools for Hyper-V, and we have a security tool, we have our management tool, and we even have a tool that helps VMware admins migrate over to the Hyper-V platform. So a lot of great solutions provided by Five9 Software. We're one of the key members of the Microsoft Partner Network, a managed partner, and we now have 8 Microsoft MVPs on our staff, with several more joining us soon. Next, I want to introduce Starwind Software. Starwind Software has also been around almost the same time. They've got several key investors here supporting them, and their main products are really focused around storage management here. The first key product that you might be familiar with already from Starwind is their virtual SAN. And this is actually built into the HPC solution that you're going to hear about today. Essentially, the virtual SAN allows us to have local-only storage and do resilient fault-tolerant replication between that, which eliminates the need for you to actually go and use a separate or third box to create an iSCSI target or for you to actually purchase and acquire an expensive traditional SAN. Now, the Starwind HPC platform, this is the solution we're going to be talking about today. It's turnkey, plug it in, turn it on, and you get your data center up and running. Additionally, Starwind has a virtual tape library as well. But having been in the business coming up close to a decade now, there's almost a 250,000 paid and free customers worldwide using all of Starwind's solutions here. And they're, of course, one of the key global alliance partners with Microsoft, along with a lot of our other partners and hardware companies too. Now, let's take a look at the Starwind HPC solution overview here and what kind of comes in the box. Now, what you kind of see down here at the bottom is our virtual machines that are running on the storage. Now, if you look at the image on the left or the side on the left, you're actually going to see a two-node cluster here. You have it routed with its storage, the servers, redundant networking cards, and you can see there's different types of communication being sent between the different NICs. One of the networks is a heartbeat network, and one of the networks is a synchronization network. Now, as I mentioned before, we always have redundant networks in the solution. And these specific networks are hooked into failover clustering. Failover clustering requires a heartbeat communication network that monitors and maintains the health of the cluster nodes. And it uses the synchronization network to send cluster-related changes across the channel and also to do different types of redirected storage I.O. if different access to different drives becomes unavailable. Now, on top of that, you'll see the management solutions as well. Of course, we have Hyper-V. We see Starwind that's going to be managing our storage. Five9 that's going to be managing the end-to-end solution, and Veeam. Now, all of you guys are probably familiar with Veeam already as one of the large backup and replication organizations in the world. But we're also happy to announce that Veeam is part of our bundle as well, and the Veeam Essentials will be providing inbox backup and recovery as part of the solution as well. And again, all of this comes via the single vendor Starwind, single location you go to work with them to acquire this, to do training, and to do all of your support needs. Now, one other thing that's important to talk about whenever you're thinking about one of these HPC systems is being able to scale up. And as you guys mentioned in the poll, that was one of the biggest challenges that you're already having. Now that I've already started with my 2-node cluster or my 4-node cluster, how easy is it to grow and add? Well, the great thing is with this HPC solution, that was one of the key design goals from the very beginning, high scalability. Making it easy for us to take an existing multi-node cluster, 2 nodes or more, and then go and add an additional node or multiple nodes on it. Now, this is going to give you not just additional storage capacity, but it's going to give you additional compute capacity as well so that you can run more virtual machines in your data center. Now, as we kind of go more into the architecture, one of the key things that I really want to emphasize on what makes this solution so low cost is Starwind's innovative vSAN technology. Now, I mentioned before, vSAN is basically a way that we're virtualizing the SAN. Now, in most clusters, or in most highly available environments, you actually need to store your virtual machine's data, the virtual hard disk, on some remote server, storage, or share. And the whole idea is by putting it on this separate entity, let's just say we'll call it a fiber channel SAN. By storing your VMs on this fiber channel SAN, it allows multiple nodes to access the data at once. So this means that node 1 could be running a virtual machine, and the virtual machine's data is stored on the SAN. But if node 1 crashes, the VM can move over to node 2, and it can still access the same data on the SAN. So as we kind of think about the evolution of these highly available systems, one of the key requirements has always been this concept of shared storage so that the data is always accessible to every node. Now, if we're using some type of shared storage, that actually means that the data is located on a third system. Now, this third system, it could be a traditional SAN, you know, fiber channel, serial attached SCSI, fiber channel over Ethernet, something like that. Or it could be on a non-traditional SAN, it's using something like iSCSI, and it's using the Ethernet-based protocol. And in this case, you're not actually storing it on, I guess what we're called just spinning disks. You're actually storing it on a third server that's managing those spinning disks as well. Now, in either case, whether you're using a traditional SAN that uses HBAs, or you're using a more modern SAN that communicates through Ethernet, the challenge is you still have to send your data to a third system, which means you have to access it from a third system. And so you need to send data and communications back and forth over a network. Now, anytime you actually have to go send this data over a network, you have to add several hops through the communication channel. As you take a look at this chart in the bottom here, every time the VM has to connect with the disk, in a traditional environment, the VM would speak with the hypervisor. The hypervisor would speak with the iSCSI initiator. It would pass communications over the network. It would go to that third-party box. It would try to read the data from the cache if that's available. If not, it would go to the disk. It would read the data, and then it would send it back through that network flow. Now, what Starwind's done with their innovative approach here is they're bypassing these extra steps of connecting to the third system. What they're able to do is they are storing all of their data locally. And with all of this local data, we're basically skipping the steps of going through the initiator and going through the network. So the VM isn't going to a remote system, it's accessing and reading all of the data from a local disk. So essentially, what's happening here is all of these cluster nodes are writing only to their direct attached data. And behind the scenes, Starwind is managing replication from this local attached disk on the first node to the local attached disk on the second node and the third node, etc. And so basically, instead of having to store this data in a third location, everything's being stored locally, and it's also being replicated, so that if the VM's on node 1 and node crashes, the VM can still move to node 2 or node 3, and it still has access to the same data because that data is already available and has already been replicated. And so essentially, by using the Starwind solution, you're going to have less hardware you need, you have fewer licenses for that hardware, less network infrastructure, lower support costs, and you're even likely to have faster data access speed because we're not sending communication over the network. So by choosing this type of system, this hyperconverged system, you really will be able to save a lot of money and really have a solution that's designed for the SMBs with simplified, centralized management. So let's actually go behind the scenes and kind of take a look at how this fits together under the covers. So I'm going to switch over to my demo environment quickly. And what we're taking a look at here is a pre-configured HCP system, and taking a look at the back end, what's been set up. Now, as I mentioned, you know, not only do you get all of this physical hardware come pre-bundled and pre-configured, but Starwind actually will pre-configure your software as well. We're going to pre-configure the storage, connect things up. We're going to pre-configure the domain that you want to use, so you don't have to worry about activation, things like that. And so when you actually plug in, or when you actually rack your system, when you plug in the power, when you plug in the internet cables, start everything up, you're basically going to see a pre-configured cluster. Now, if you kind of take a look at things behind the scenes here, what you'll see is Windows Server File and Storage Management. And you can see that I just have a couple of disks here. And this would look just like it would appear if you went and configured this yourself within Server and Storage Management. Now, if we kind of go behind the scenes a little further here, we can even take a look at how we're connecting to these different locally attached disks across the different nodes. And that's all being done through Microsoft's local iSCSI initiator. So we're basically using a lot of the native inbox Windows Server File and Storage Management tools. Now, what these initiators are connecting to is actually the Starwind Storage Management interface. Now, with this management console, this is what someone would go to actually go and set up this configuration, to go and set up all of the disks. But the great thing is we've already gone ahead and done all of that for you. Again, all of this comes pre-configured. So you actually never even really need to go and interact with this screen unless you're doing some type of advanced troubleshooting or if you want to go and scale out and start to add new nodes to the cluster as well. But kind of the meat of the operations and your main management console is going to be done through Five9 Manager for Hyper-V. And we're going to be talking about that for the rest of the presentation, kind of exploring the feature sets and how this is a centralized management console for all of your virtualized resources. If you need to jump back into the Starwind console, we of course have a nice hot links here. So you can simply click on your Starwind console and it's going to go and launch it up for you. So a nice streamlined approach, unifying several of these different management consoles. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about management from Five9 and give you an overview of the feature set here. Now, Five9 Manager has been actually the first product which Five9 came to market with. It's been around for several years, several iterations, and almost five editions of Hyper-V it's been supporting. Now, essentially what we've done here is we provided a centralized graphics-based management interface. But really, it's optimized for SMBs. What we found is there's a lot of System Center users that, you know, just can't use System Center for a variety of reasons, and this is a great alternative for that, centralizing all of the key critical management and monitoring technologies you need for Hyper-V. So we're able to actually monitor the entire infrastructure from the data center down. So you can organize groups by the data center, so you can have multiple sites, multiple locations. You can manage your clusters, manage your hosts, virtual machines, and the various network and storage resources that are consumed by the virtual machines. Now, we really kind of designed this for two key audiences here. First, the SMB customers. Now, System Center is a great tool to have a single centralized management utility, but it does have some limitations and is not really appropriate for smaller customers. It's expensive, it has complex licensing, and in many cases, a lot of SMBs only want to use Virtual Machine Manager just to manage their virtualized infrastructure. But with the new System Center licensing model, you're required to buy all of System Center Suite, even if you just want to manage the VMs. So this means you also get things like Service Manager and Data Protection Manager, App Controller, these other components that you may not necessarily want or need. Now, the other challenges we hear from System Center as well is that it requires dedicated hardware. To actually get it up and running and installed and integrated with your existing environment, that can be pretty tricky and often requires external consulting engagements to bring people in to set it up for you. So there's a lot of customers that say, you know what, I'm an SMB, System Center's just not right for me. And so what we wanted to do here is really design this alternative that has many of the features of System Center, but at a fraction of the cost. And we've really just focused it on the management of the virtualized resources as well. Now, the other set of consumers that really like the product are former VMware administrators, because our interface actually looks a lot like VMware's vCenter, where we use a tabular-based navigation approach. And what this means is you could just go to the single console, and it's relatively easy for you to understand what the different functions are, how to jump between the different resources. And so for a lot of VMware administrators that are using Hyper-V for the first time, it's a much more familiar experience. It's a much easier transition. It's kind of like using vCenter for Hyper-V. Now, this is the challenge that a lot of the SMBs face, is there aren't really any good inbox tools to manage your Hyper-V infrastructure. Let's say, for example, you wanted to go ahead and deploy a cluster similar to what Starwind is providing. Well, first you would go into Server Manager and install features and roles. You would then go into your networking to configure teaming, into File Server to set up shares, volumes, storage pools, into Hyper-V Manager to go and actually configure your virtual networks, then into Failover Cluster Manager to create the cluster. Then you could actually deploy a virtual machine, and then you might have to go into PowerShell to go and edit some of the settings. So in many cases, to actually get a cluster up and running, you might be using 6 or 7 different tools. Or you can go with a pre-configured, pre-built solution, like from Starwind, and get everything up and running really in a matter of hours. Now, we wanted to provide a nice centralized summary of your virtualized environment too. So we now have a summary tab as part of Five9 Manager that we recommend people start their day with. Come in the morning and just get an overall view of the health of your infrastructure, along with different types of alerts and reports that have come through. We also wanted to make sure that we could support data centers too, large scale, and what we found is a lot of enterprise customers, they're using a version of Windows Server that actually doesn't have a graphical user interface. If you've heard of Windows Server Core, which is an installation option, or you've heard of Hyper-V Server, which is a free version of Hyper-V, they actually don't have a graphical user interface, and so that means configuring it and managing it can be tough. Well, Five9 Manager not only does remote management, allowing you to connect to these GUI-less systems remotely, but you can actually run a full GUI console directly on one of these boxes. So if you have an isolated dev test environment, or maybe you have restricted data, you're a government customer and just can't, you know, be connected remotely, this is a great solution where you can install a local management console, get everything up and running that you need. We also have automatic discovery built in. So if you're in a dynamic environment where other administrators could be adding new hosts, new disks, new virtual machines, we can go and detect those through Active Directory queries. You can query things based on the range of IP addresses so that we can add them under management in our system. Now, we also added a tool known as Virtual Disk Transfer, and this is kind of like a FTP utility that allows you to copy files from a host to a virtual machine. Now, in the latest versions of Windows Server that have a graphical user interface, you can actually copy and paste directly from your host into a VM over that VM connection window. But older versions, this wasn't possible. And if you're running on a version of Windows Server that doesn't have a GUI, this is also not possible. So this tool is essentially designed to give you the ability to go and launch a GUI, select the files on your host, and copy those directly into the VM in a fast, easy-to-use method. Now, cluster management was key for Five9 Manager too. We want to have a centralized place where you get the health of your cluster, your virtual machines, your virtual disk, and those other resources. We give you the ability to put your cluster nodes into and out of maintenance by pausing and resuming them. We let you perform all different types of live migration for your virtual machines, your virtual disks, and even doing simultaneous live migrations of the virtual machine and its underlying storage as well. And this means that you can even move VMs into and out of clusters. You don't have a dependency to move your virtual machine within a single cluster anymore. With our host management, one feature we have that Hyper-V itself doesn't offer is the ability to manage these very old versions of Hyper-V. What's actually happened is if you're using Hyper-V Manager 2012 R2, Microsoft broke backwards compatibility to Windows Server 2008 R2. So this means that if you have these old Hyper-V hosts that you can't upgrade, you have to use two different management interfaces. Well, that didn't make sense for us, so we made sure that we could still have compatibility for those older versions of Hyper-V as well. Another common request that we got from customers is providing an easy way to copy host settings across your different Hyper-V hosts. So we have a nice little button within our host editing screens that basically allow you to make changes to a Hyper-V host. You know, maybe you change the network, you turn on replication, and then you can simply go and apply those changes to other hosts that you manage, which is really going to streamline and simplify your configuration, allowing you to clone those things you care about to your other hosts in the environment. Now, as far as connecting to the VMs themselves, first of all, we want to make sure that we support all different versions of Windows which Hyper-V supports. And that's going to be something that we continue to do. And we've already been testing and adding support for Windows Server 2016, Windows 10, and all of the different Linux and Unix distributions that are available. Now, connecting to the VMs can be done through a couple of different ways. We use the two native tools provided by Microsoft, which is the Hyper-V VM connection, as well as Microsoft RDP. But we also offer a different protocol known as FreeRDP. Now, the reason why this is interesting is a lot of SMBs want to use RDP for connections, but actually configuring a Microsoft Remote Desktop Gateway environment is somewhat complex. You need to worry about security, networking, and then set up several different role servers, such as your Remote Desktop Gateway. So what's nice about FreeRDP is it gives you the same remoting capabilities, but doesn't require that complicated dedicated remote desktop infrastructure. So it's a way that you get the same benefits of easier remote connections without having to have all those back-end requirements behind it too. So if you're an SMB, definitely check out FreeRDP as another alternative to manage your remote connections. Now, we also support other native Hyper-V management features, so managing your virtual SAN, creating different types of virtual networks, whether those are private, internal, or external, and of course managing checkpoints so that you can save the state of a virtual machine and recover or roll back to that exact point in memory at a later time. Monitoring was one of the biggest feature requests that we got, and we added that into our last release. What we found was just being able to manage the health of the virtual environment isn't enough. It's important that we can actually view real-time as well as historic data about how that infrastructure is running. So with our monitoring capabilities, this is a very, very basic version of System Center Operations Manager, where we're essentially going to give you the ability to view the health of your virtual machines, memory, compute, network, storage resources, and also give you the ability to take a look at historic data. So, you know, if you come into work on a Monday and things have crashed, it's possible for you to roll back through a couple of days, even a couple of weeks, to kind of review the changes that have taken place and what could have possibly caused this outage. Now, we also wanted to provide our administrators a centralized way to gather information about the health of their environments. So we have some integrated system reports that are built in. You say run the report, and it's going to generate all this information for you and give you the ability to save it across different formats. So, you know, you can send it to your boss. You could even go publish it to a SharePoint site or some other dashboard. But essentially, we're going to break it down across all of these different resources, how they're used. Now, if you have certain compliance needs, you're probably going to be asked to make sure that you're constantly documenting and constantly inventorying your entire data center. Well, this is something that can help save you time as well. Just generate these reports, and it gives all of those kind of key compliance and regulatory data that these different laws and agencies are looking for. In our last release, we've also introduced one of our virtual machine manager's most popular features into the product as well, which is by having a centralized resource library. Now, what a resource library does is it allows you to kind of collect and store information that you're going to reuse multiple times. So what a lot of people do, a lot of growing organizations, is they'll create a perfect virtual machine, something that we would call, let's say, a golden copy of a VM. They'll save that as a template, and then each time they want to deploy another instance of that VM, they just deploy it from the template. So it saves a lot of time, and it also eliminates a lot of human error that can happen due to misconfiguration and possibly missing a step. Now, we can save things such as virtual hard disks, and we can also save templates of VMs as well. And a template of a virtual machine basically stores the configuration information. What type of memory would it use, which networks, what type of disk, what's the guest operating system, things like that. So again, you know, if you want to start to deploy, let's say, 10 instances of a web server, you would go create the first one, save it as a template, and then go redeploy using that template. And we also have full sysprep support too. So you can actually take a VM, run sysprep against it, which will genericize the image. It'll basically remove all of the unique identifying information, such as its GUIDs. And then you can run a script. So you can even script deployments now and inject those unique parameters, such as the GUID or the server's name. So this will very much speed rapid deployments if you're starting to rapidly scale up and grow your environment as well. Now, we also have a lot of logging that's built in. While a lot of the Windows login, you have to go to event channels, open another tool, open another utility to do that, we have all of our Hyper-V and cluster logs integrated into our single interface as well. We also have added the Windows Server Best Practice Analyzers. In fact, a lot of people don't even know these exist, but these are native tools within Windows Server that are going to go and query your environment and point out misconfigurations or optimizations that you may want to take advantage of. Well, we simply roll those reporting tools into our console to, again, give you a streamlined single approach to go and manage this environment. We also wanted to add some of the more advanced pieces as well, which people like with System Center VMM. And the most popular feature was dynamic optimization, or the ability to load balance your resources across different hosts. So essentially what you do is you select either a cluster or a couple of standalone hosts, or even any combination of hosts and clusters, and that's going to be essentially a load balanced group. You then get to set different performance metrics. For example, you can say if the memory of any of my hosts goes above 75%, create an alert. And then based on these alerts, we're going to constantly monitor the health of the host. If any of them start to run low on resources, we'll then do a live migration, move the VM to a different host, and hopefully redistribute the resource utilization across that entire group. And the whole goal here is to make sure that a single host doesn't get overwhelmed, doesn't have performance issues that could negatively impact the VM or other resources. Now, we also want to make sure that our administrators don't have to be sat in front of the screen, constantly monitoring. We appreciate that. Most people aren't just staring at a dashboard, right? So we want to make sure that we can integrate our different alerts so that when some change in the environment happens that the admin wants to know about, they can get immediately emailed about that. So what you can do is actually configure a connection to your local mail server, your SMTP server, and then anytime any of these environmental variables gets triggered, such as a VM was created or it crashed or it moved, we can go send an alert to our admin as well. Now, in a larger environment where there's multiple administrators, most compliance laws require that you need to actually keep track of who does what in the environment, change control. So we have built-in change control by automatically logging the changes that happen in the environment, whether an administrator added a new node to a cluster, or whether even some automatic policy kicked in, such as load balancing and redistributing a running VM from one node over to another node. We're constantly tracking and logging all of these changes for you. But perhaps one of the biggest things which System Center VMM doesn't have, which we do, is support for Hyper-V Replica. Hyper-V Replica is Microsoft's inbox replication solution. It allows you to have an easy, cost-effective disaster recovery solution for your Hyper-V virtual machines. Well, this is something that we wanted to embrace, fully integrated, fully manageable within Five9 Manager. Now, we actually offer a upgraded version of Five9 Manager as well, which has agentless antivirus as part of it. And what this is, it's almost a combination of Five9 Manager plus our other main product, our security product. And essentially, what we're able to do here is only install agents on the Hyper-V host, never actually install anything within the virtual machines, so that we can do all of our security and protection at a host level. So if you're looking for an easier way to manage all of your security, you never have to worry about actually logging into a VM and updating a signature, check out this upgraded version. Check out Five9 Cloud Security. Now I'm going to switch over to the final demo here and give you another quick walkthrough. A couple things that I wanted to note here as we switch as well. We have really tried to invest a lot in our reporting capabilities as well. So what you'll actually be able to see is a variety of reports that can be generated, not just through our system, but also through Starwind. So you could get more details about your virtualization usage, storage, and even backup reporting, seeing how well Veeam's doing. So I really want to emphasize that there's been a lot of investment made around the reporting as well. Now what you see here is the main Five9 Management Console. We're actually taking a look at the summary screen across our whole data center. And you can see that things are pretty healthy here as well. We could go take a look at the management, and we can view the state of all of our VMs that are running on top of this hyper-converged system. Through here, we can do different types of filtering, and we can add different columns into the environment. As I take a look at our optimizer, what we're able to actually do is select different VMs or different clusters, and we can go and actually create this load balancing group. So I can call this demo, I can select my cluster group, and then based on these different metrics, I can choose what threshold I want to actually trigger a failover or a live migration at. We then have our centralized library with our different resources and our optional antivirus plugin. Now, as we drill down and actually go to these different levels, I can take a look at my host and I get to see more information. So summary of the host level, management of the host level, including information about my replication, management of my networks, my monitoring dashboard so I can see current utilization and usage, my integrated reports, I'm not going to run that for the sake of time, our integrated best practice analyzers. They'll take a second to load. And here you see all of these best practices that I'm not following. All of my logs, so I can view all of the information from a single console. And really just a great way to centrally manage your entire virtualized infrastructure. So as we wrap things up, I want to remind everybody that you really need to be taking a look at these hyperconverged systems with your next hardware acquisition. If you're trying to put the pieces together yourself, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to set up, to troubleshoot, and to support. So really going with these HPCs not only gives you the advantage of having a fully configured solution, but you have a single vendor that you get to work with for all of your support capabilities as well. Now with StarWind's HCP, we have all of our servers provided through X-Byte, storage management through StarWind, backup through Veeam, and all of this centralized management provided through Five9. And we certainly encourage you to visit StarWind.com, and from there you'll actually get more details about the background as well, understanding how the solution is configured and tested, how the storage gets pre-configured, how the domain and identity information gets set up ahead of time, your cluster gets built, and then it gets shipped to you. All you need to do is go rack it and cable it, and you'll be good to go. Now, we'll put up this slide here. This gives you an opportunity to go and get some additional resources. While I keep that up, we'll actually go and ask our final poll question here. So I'll bring that up, and after this poll question, we'll get into the Q&A. But our final poll question here is, how satisfied were you with this event? So if you could please take a moment and provide us with your feedback. This gives us good guidance about the quality and you know, the technical level, whether this was interesting to you. And certainly, we do want to encourage you to provide your additional feedback to Max, to myself, or to the organizers through whatever channel is most convenient to you. Now, we'll keep this poll open for just another minute here. I'm just going to take a moment to start taking a look at the questions. All right, and so we will go and wrap up our poll here. Some great feedback. Everybody appeared to be very satisfied or satisfied, so I love that. And for those of you that weren't satisfied, thank you for not voting. I appreciate that as well. All right, so the first question that I have here, is there a web view of the Five9 Manager or the Five9 console? And as a comparison, in System Center, I have the ability to keep a web page open to see what's happening. Do I need to keep the console up and running? So right now, Five9 Manager is that traditional MMC console that you just saw. Actually, on our roadmap, we do intend to move all of our products to a web-based console over the next 6 to 12 months. That's something that's very important to us, so that will be coming in the near future. Now, to kind of refer to your point about System Center offering a web-based GUI, they do have several different web interfaces, but they're for really only the self-service capabilities. So if you're trying to manage Virtual Machine Manager, you still need to go use the full console. The only time is if you're using one of their extensions, either App Controller, the Service Manager, SM Portal, or Azure Pack. That's basically a web-based interface that hooks into VMM on the back end. And through the web-based interface, you have the ability to deploy VMs, do some provisioning, do some monitoring, but that's it. You would still need to go back to the System Center main console to actually do all the configuration, do all of your load balancing, all of the advanced management. So these are more, the System Center console, Five9 console, more or less, those are on parity with what you can do in the main console versus what you'd want to visit a website to do. The second question that I have here, I'm already a customer using StarWind. Is there an opportunity to add Five9 via StarWind sales so that I end up with this solution, or should I just add these to my own components by contacting Five9 directly? Well, you can certainly use either option. The advantage of working directly with StarWind is if you already have a relationship with them going through their sales channel. You know, StarWind's a great partner of ours. We certainly encourage you to leverage any existing relationships you have. Now, if you are trying to acquire this entire bundle, that is absolutely, you would go through StarWind. They're the main guys that are supplying this bundle. Now, if you, again, already have StarWind, you are just looking for an easy way to go and add manager on top of that, you can certainly reach out to Five9 as well. And we'll provide you with the guidance, help of onboarding the solution too.
Okay, so we just have another question coming in from one of our attendees. asking what version of Windows Server comes with the hyperconverged platform. And I can definitely address that one. For now, we go with Windows Server 2012 R2, the data center edition. And as we get to 2016, we'll definitely migrate everything to the newest version of Windows. And I think existing customers at that point will also be able to upgrade their operating system with keeping their hardware and, of course, keeping their licenses. Now, there is one more question about the management part of our solution here. How easy it is for someone who's new to Hyper-V to learn Five9 Manager to manage this platform? Simon, I think that's a good question to you.
Yeah, that's a great question. Hopefully very easy. You know, that's kind of been the design goal that we've always had going along. You know, when I kind of think about people that are new to Hyper-V, I kind of almost break it down into two audiences. There's people that are brand new to virtualization in general, and then there's people that are new to Hyper-V but may already be experienced using VMware or Citrix, something like that. And we really try to design our solution to appeal to both of those markets. So for those that are brand new to Hyper-V, we've designed a single centralized console where they go to a single location to manage everything. They don't need to go and learn 6 or 7 different tools to get things up and running. So for those brand new novices to virtualization, we've really tried to provide the benefits of the centralized console, single location to get everything done. Now for those customers that are new to Hyper-V but have experience on another platform, we've also tried to cater to them as well. We do realize that most virtualization customers do come from VMware. They're currently using vCenter, and so a lot of our interface is actually designed to look and feel a lot like vCenter with the tabular-based navigation. So hopefully with the design, we do want to make this transition relatively easy if you're brand new to virtualization or if you're an existing vert person but migrating over to Hyper-V using that for the first time. Great question.
Okay, and the next question from our audience, let me see. We already have an enterprise backup solution in place. Can you customize your hyperconverged platform delivery, or is it all an all or nothing? That's a great question. Currently, we're actively investigating it because there are people who already have certain licenses, and we can definitely discuss this. So what I would do, I'll encourage you to contact our sales and check that option with them directly, and they will let you know what will be the best option in your particular case. Because depending on the license you own and what we get here, is there will be different approach in the purchase. And also, I just spotted the same question mentioning Altara backup already in place, so I guess the answer would be similar. It all depends, and I would encourage you to contact our sales department and they'll work out the best transition way for you. Okay, one more question from our attendees. How do you handle server apps that don't like block replication but want app-level clustering, SQL Server and Exchange, for example? I'll handle this one. So for applications that don't like block-level replication, there is still a chance to exist using either just local storage of the server, which is not virtualized by Starbind, or by spinning up a guest virtual machine cluster and then using it. But when it comes to SQL Server, I know a lot of our customers leverage the ability to run SQL Server always on FCI instead of availability groups to save on the licensing, since they already have Starbind solution presenting shared storage from the same servers. This is something we have discussed earlier, I think last month, with Mr. Edwin Sarmiento, showing how Starbind helps to deploy SQL for Azure deployments and for non-virtualized deployments as well at much lower cost compared to native implementation. Then we have one more question regarding the management part of our solution. Can large organizations also use Five9 Manager to manage the platform, or should they use System Center? Simon, I think this one goes to you.
Yeah, that's another great question. You know, a lot of people ask me, or I'll rephrase that question, how big do I need to be for when I need System Center? And it really depends on a lot of factors. Now, you have to keep in mind that if you're getting System Center, you're not just getting Virtual Machine Manager. You're getting the whole bundle. So you get monitoring with Ops Manager, backup with DPM, service management with Service Manager, and then several other different utilities around automation, provisioning, self-service. So if your organization does have a need for all of those different components where you really are going for a large cloud scale, System Center might be a good investment for you. But if you're that kind of medium to larger organization that's really just focused on virtualization and you don't need all of those other components, yet Five9 Manager absolutely will work. You know, we do a lot of scale testing, making sure that we can support, you know, dozens of hosts, thousands of virtual machines. And we do have some very large enterprise customers that are using us because they don't want to worry about the System Center licensing, the cost, or just the fact that System Center requires dedicated hardware. You know, just to actually get the whole System Center suite up and running, you need about 64 gigs of RAM, several SQL Server databases. So there's kind of a lot of investment in doing System Center. So my answer to that is, yes, it does certainly support these medium to large to even very large organizations. But just really ask yourself, do I just want to manage the virtualization? If so, use Five9. Or do I need to go and invest and start to explore other types of cloud management capabilities? In which case, System Center could be a better option for you.
Okay. And I think that's all for our today's questions. And should you have any more questions regarding our platform or any of the components in the platform, please feel free to contact us and the emails you see on the screen right now. And also, if you want to learn more about hyperconverged platform, please visit starvent.com/starvent-hyperconverged-platform.
Great. Well, thank you so much for everybody that attended. We certainly hope you learned a lot about this. And we certainly want to encourage you to consider using these hyperconverged platforms. Starvent is offering a great solution. And for on behalf of Five9, Veeam, and XFi, we're certainly happy that we're partnering with Starvent to help deliver this great integrated solution for all of you. Thank you so much for attending.